The internet has meant that scams have become increasingly creative over recent years. Now, recently, the Australian Consumer and Competition Commission released a warning about four specific ghost stores. What is that? Well, ghost stores are stores that claim to be closing or relocating. They have major sales, and they also use cheap clothing from Chinese factories. These are stores that might not really exist or might be lying to you. Now, to help us exercise this specific demon, we are joined by Professor Gary Mortimer. Professor Gary Mortimer, Professor of Marketing and Consumer Behaviour at Queensland University of Technology. Gary, thanks so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm going really well. Thank you.
Excellent to have you here on the show, Gary. To give us a bit of, you know, definition of what are we talking about here? This sounds a little bit esoteric. Could you describe what a ghost store is? It's not a place where you can go buy ghosts or witchcraft stuff, right?
No, it's not. So I guess essentially ghost stores have started to pop up only this year, and maybe some of your listeners have encountered them on their social media feeds. They look like a normal online retail business. You know, they'll often have names that infer locality like, you know, Everly, Melbourne, or Willow and Grace, Adelaide. It might indicate Byron Bay or Mossman, an exclusive suburb. You click on it, it looks very professional photos. The pricing's not particularly, you know, low. It's not cheap. It might be, $300 for a linen dress, but it's been marked down to $89. Still not cheap, but an indicator of quality. You go ahead, you make those purchases, and two things either happen. Nothing turns up, and you can't get your money back, or what turns up is pretty cheap quality product mass-produced out of China.
Wow, that is a pretty brutal scam. Just looking at some of the stats here, the Australian Consumer and Competition Commission says that these sort of targeting scams estimate Australians have lost $2.7 billion in 2023. How long have these sort of ghost store scams been running for? Are these like semi-recently? Have they been around since the dawn of the internet? How long have this been running?
No, only very recently. And that $2.3 billion, that's lost internet scams for the entire year. They actually haven't been able to quantify exactly how much money people have lost to these new ghost store scam, because it's such a new scam, and due to AI, the ability with AI to very, very quickly develop an online platform to pull images together from other sources to create a very professional looking online platform. It's no different from shopping online at Witchery or Q or any other big major brands. The platforms look exactly the same. So they are new. They're as a result of AI making it very easy to create these very professionally laid out products. And you know, you talked about the storytelling. That's one of the strategies these scammers now use. There'll always be an image of possibly a family that's a family-owned business, 30, 40 years old, based in Canberra or based in Adelaide.
Right.
Unfortunately, we're closing, so great savings for you. You know, final days, so pressure to transact very, very quickly without really thinking through who you're buying from.
Wow, that is very complex and quite creative. And yeah, so I guess ghost stores are sort of really popping off with the advent of what machine learning and artificial intelligence to kind of generate those realistic looking thumbnails, shop decors, and fake families in the images to get you to buy. What other kind of tactics are they using to hook us in? What should we be on the lookout for, Gary, to determine if a store is real or not?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. One is price. That's the tactic they're using. If you're seeing, a leather jacket for $7.99 off of Temu, you realise it's not going to be leather. It's going to be pretty cheap quality.
Right.
But if you see a dress that's been reduced from, say, $203 down to $89, that seems like a legitimate saving. That's the sort of saving you'd expect to see at a department store. So it gives some level of authenticity. They'll also use names like, Melbourne, Adelaide, Sydney, Canberra. They'll infer locality, which means if you're based in those cities and you can see that there's a local business that's based in that city selling something, it also sort of creates a level of authenticity and confidence to buy from it. What to look out for, really important, no physical location. So, pop the brand into Google Maps, see if a physical location comes up. It never does. Have a look for contact details under the Contact Us tab. You'll often find there's no contact details, possibly a web form, so you fill out and actually goes nowhere. If you're really suspicious, ABN Lookup, it's a free service. Put the brand name into the ABN Lookup, Australian Business Number Lookup, and you'll find it actually isn't an Australian business. Look at Trustpilot or other sort of scam sites. They'll indicate whether or not it's actually a good quality, legitimate site. And the other one is right-click on the images, and you'll often find coding in behind it, which indicates it's an AI image. So, again, it's not a real photo. It's just been generated with AI.
Wow, that last one is quite an interesting tactic I wouldn't have considered. So could you explain a little bit more about the sort of right-click on the image? How do we determine that it's an AI-generated photo? Do we have to be wizards in determining, internet code language, or is there an easy way for us to tell?
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, I'm certainly not that tech proficient myself.
Neither am I.
I had a quick look at one of these alleged ghost stores called Harry Melbourne, which sells high-end watches, but obviously poor old Harry's going out of business. it shows a shop front, in a little street, obviously in Melbourne somewhere. It has an old man sitting there. He's been making watches for many years. I simply right-clicked on the image of the old man. There's a little question mark usually in there somewhere. Click on that and it'll show the code below it. And in that code, there's lots of numbers. You'll see the words GPT-4chat or AI chat or OpenAI. So it indicates the image is being created through that particular AI system. It's not hard to determine. Not all images do this, but that was one that shows up, and I've sort of published that in the conversation article that shows how to go about identifying those AI images. Some of them look pretty sort of almost caricaturish, so they actually don't look very good at all. But others are very, very smart in how they've been developed.
That's a really cool technique. I'm going to start giving that a little try on anything that looks maybe a little bit too good to be true. And Gary, just before we run out of time here, do you have any sort of general advice for our listeners in regards to online shopping in the wake of ghost stores? How to keep ourselves a little bit more safer now that we know that, fake Harry from Melbourne's are out there trying to steal our money?
Yeah, listen, it's really becoming quite challenging because some of these sites, and obviously as I started researching it, my Facebook feed is full of them, and it's not just clothing, it's also accessories, it's footwear, it's handbags, it's jewellery, it's watches. So, they're so quick to develop. If you don't know the brand, just do a little bit more searching before you buy. So if the deal looks too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true, pop the brand into Google. If you find that the reviews on the site itself are all 100% positive, again, have another look at another review site to see exactly, if it's a purely positive review. Certainly look for that location. I always go to the Contact Us, and I'm always a sort of a cautious online shopper. I think if I buy it and the size doesn't fit, how do I go about returning it? I check that first before I buy anything.
Right.
So check the Contact Us list to see if you can actually return it to a physical store or there's an address.
Brilliant. Those are some really good techniques, and I suppose we should also keep front and center. If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Absolutely.
Well, Gary, that is all the time we have this morning. But thank you so much for dropping by the show and chatting all about ghost stores. You've enlightened me, and now we're going to know how to ghost bust these places and not lose our dollars. Thank you so much for your time.
Take care. Cheers.
That was Gary Mortimer, Professor of Marketing and Consumer Behaviour at Queensland University of Technology, talking about ghost stores, how you can notice them and potentially and hopefully avoid them.